He has made a leap. He has the athleticism to play that position. So does Tim. Rick Hahn made some comments about what he thinks the future capability of Tim Anderson at defensively is.
I think Luis Robert is going to be a joy to watch defensively, roam in center field for the very long time in a White Sox uniform. But there's still room for improvement at certain other spots around the diamond. Tim Anderson is going to be a Gold Glove contender at some point during his career at shortstop. Firmly believe that, given his ability to get the balls and make plays that other people aren't unable to make. Getting him more consistent on some of the routine things is still a work in progress. But yeah, I think you're going to see better things out of him, and Moncada is going to continue to acclimate very well at third base.
That's high praise. You know, and I know that the Gold Glove
doesn't mean
not a whole
much,
lot. And right. I think Rick Hahn understands that too. You know, if we're talking about a Fielding Bible Award, that's one thing. But what Rick Hahn did just
also notice the Andrelton Simmons Award.
Well, yes, he just kind of owns that. Well, Javi's going to get it. Anyway, I think what he's talking about here is that he can be a top division offensive and defensive player at the toughest position to play. I think that might be true with Tim Anderson. The raw skill, the ability and athleticism is there. The consistency hasn't been. I think if you look at a guy too, and White Sox fans know this, you look at where Marcus Semien was and where he's ended up defensively. He had a -4 infield runs above average last season.
Did not keep him from being an MVP candidate.
Do you understand how bad Marcus Semien was playing shortstop?
Yes, I do.
It was atrocious. That guy put in so much work. And I bring him up because he's a former White Sox player, a guy that they moved, thinking that they, you know, had something left in the pipeline. I think the idea of how you develop, how baseball teams develop players defensively has altered some over the last few years. I think that expectation is there for Tim. I was surprised to hear Rick Hahn say it that way and put it that clearly. And I think, you know, maybe reaching that top tier of his potential is still a little bit away. But his play and his playing above, you know, a positive number, at a positive number in infield runs above average, would be absolutely huge for the White Sox in 20.
We want to hear from you, the White Sox fan, here at the start of Sox Fest down at McCormick Place. There's going to be a whole lot of news coming out of there, we think. I mean, as young guys are talking, and this, look where they started. Look where they started with these expectations. Mm-hmm. Look what we just played from Rick Renteria and how you'd be disappointed they don't make the playoffs. Rick Hahn talking about the possibility of multiple championships and talk to me after the parade. It's good stuff. And what happens is when they set the tone from the top, you're going to hear more of this. These are exciting times for the White Sox. So we still have tickets to give away to see Matchbox 20 at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. We got calls to take at 312-644-6767. Bernstein and McKnight, you got the score.
This is Chicago's number one sports station, dominating Chicago sports talk for nearly three decades. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports.